It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yeah. So this is what I'm talking about right here. It's that, yeah, because, you know, we had a conversation like, we don't, oh, this is the Midday Show, by the way, Andy and Randy.
Hi, welcome back.
I don't listen to, because you did some deep diving, because we usually do that when we don't know something.
Yep.
But don't be coming to me, come on, Randy. I don't know. I don't listen to a lot of today's hip hop. I listen to, I'm an Islands vibe guy. Y'all know that y'all come to my house, Bob Marley gonna be playing at my house. Ain't gonna be no wetting up with no switches. You know what I mean? Like, that's what's gonna be at the crib. You know, Bob Marley vibe.
It's true.
Yeah, that's
true. I can confirm.
Yeah, but I learn as I go with all these new people. And I'm going to tell you something right now. Until you have a 3-year-old child, his name is Sebastian, but it's my ex. It's Sebastian. We call him Bash for short. Mm-hmm. And he walks around all day doing, mustard! All day, this little dude just walks around the house and yells that. All day, dog.
That is amazing.
All day. It was like, what?
Oh, that's so good.
All day. He walks around, mustard! All day long. So that's how I had to find out who the hell mustard was.
Was he want mustard on his
sandwich? I don't know, dog.
On his sandwich? What's going on?
All day is walk around and yelling damn mustard. All day.
Look, and here's the thing. There's just a lot of stuff to know.
Yeah, man.
So we're not going to know all of it.
There's too much stuff going on.
You know, now now that I know a little bit more about Zaytoven,
yeah,
awesome.
He's awesome.
Seems like the best.
Yes, and I got all these new Christian rappers that people want me to. My man Stephen Hill's channel is Channel 140 on Sirius. So when I get in the car, put on Channel 140, let me listen to it.
And I found out in my deep dive on Zaytoven that he's produced some stuff for E-40 throughout his years because he grew up, until like late high school in the Bay Area.
Yes.
And then moved out here to Atlanta. So I've got some Zaytoven E-40 songs to listen
there
to.
There we go.
Which is great.
Yeah,
it's
man.
Great.
Yeah, there we go.
So we're all growing, evolving, enriching our minds together. And today it's going to be a little bit easier to do that because the Hector Neris era is over.
Yeah, man.
Hector Neris.
When did we tell you? Somebody ass had to pay for that.
Yeah, I mean, I think we pretty much said it on Friday. So, well, that guy sucks, so he shouldn't be on the team anymore.
Somebody had to pay for that.
I'm no scout, you know, I'm no expert, but I do know terrible when I see it.
Yes.
And that dude has no business being a Major League Baseball closer. Yes. He ends his Braves tenure, two appearances, one, I guess, inning pitched, even and, though one plus.
What was
his
ERA?
His ERA was 45. So he gives up five runs in his one plus innings as a Braves reliever. They DFA him today, and that clears the road for one
da, 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 da.
Jesse Chavez.
There we go.
Welcome Words home, can't Jesse. Express how I feel right now.
Oh, welcome home, Jesse. Jesse.
Welcome back, Jesse.
Because if somebody, look, and Jesse's going to do better than that, but if somebody's going to be terrible out of the bullpen, let's let it
Jesse.
Be somebody we like.
Yes.
You know? I don't need all these new faces being terrible.
Yeah, man. You ain't one of us. Who was the one guy that we had to kick out the cookout? It was It was like 3-4 years ago.
From the Braves bullpen?
From the Braves bullpen. We had to throw him out like, you ain't part of it. You ain't part of this, dog.
You haven't earned it.
Yeah, you ain't earned it, man. Yeah, we had to throw somebody
wasn't
out.
Chris Martin from Coldplay, wasn't it?
No, it wasn't Chris Martin.
It was Will Smith. We were kind of tired of Will Smith minute, by
yeah.
the end.
Yeah, but no, yeah. We knew that Jesse was going to pitch for this team.
Just
we knew this, all right?
Hoped it wouldn't be this soon.
Exactly. I think that's the point right there, that is this damn soon.
Wow.
But, I mean.
You know how bad you have to be to get DFA'd after one series? When the team didn't score any runs,
yes.
Like, there's so many other bigger issues that happened yes. this weekend with the Braves.
What did we say, Danny? Somebody had to pay.
Somebody's got
to
wear it.
Somebody's got to pay. And I'm sure they left his ass out there.
And I don't, I mean, this is a very small, I mean, four games he was a part of the team, two appearances, whatever. But you're just going to be hard-pressed to find a worse tenure as an Atlanta Brave than Hector Neris.
Nobody.
0-4. To start the year, they had zero wins during his tenure. His ERA is 45. Two appearances that were just awful. The first one cost him a game. I think he got the loss in that game, right? So he got a loss in an appearance where he didn't even get an out.
He's going to go to the damn White Sox or something.
I don't want to root against the guy. You
never,
know, he's had
never,
a nice career.
Never,
I think he's been in baseball long enough to get all the pension and all that kind of stuff, hopefully. But boy, I don't need to see him pop up as a Padre and have like a 1.8 ERA the rest of the way. Well, you know what I mean?
You know that's probably likely, though.
Yeah, it's possible. Anyway, thanks for the memories, Hector. We hardly knew you.
Yeah.
Can I read you this quote from Woody Johnson, and then we'll get into a couple of different college football things?
Yes.
With the NFL meetings going on down there in Florida, the coaches are down there, the owners are down there as well. Someone asked Woody Johnson about the Jets' grade on the NFLPA report card. He said, quote, "My first read is I think it's totally bogus. But we want to get better every day. We want to be number one in everything. But that's BS. I'm going to find out who did it." He didn't say that part. I'm adding that. Okay. That's reading between the lines. But, well, no, your employees said you
suck.
They
said you suck, dude.
Yeah.
It's right there in writing.
They asked the people that work for you what they think of working for you, and they said you suck.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Got to wear that L. Got to wear that L. He said it was the Aaron Rodgers, it was an experiment, and it was a good experiment. What the hell are you talking about? What
interesting was standard.
Wasn't that good about that? You know what I'm saying? Like wasn't nothing good about that?
One of the great things about being an NFL owner is, like, he doesn't have to care about any other report cards.
Nothing.
And also, it doesn't matter. Like, the Chiefs get bad reports every year, and they're the best team, or one of the best teams, dynasty, all that. So it really doesn't matter. Guys are going to try hard and try to win no matter what. I mean,
of course,
you should be trying to make it better with all the money you're making for these guys that are earning you the money. But you don't have to.
No.
And then the other thing is you can just tell your own story like he's doing.
Yes.
Yeah, the Aaron Rodgers thing was good.
Yeah. It was a good experience.
What? We all watched it. What do you mean?
Like, what? What the hell did you see?
No, it wasn't. Yeah, no, it was good.
It was pretty bad.
All right. Well, good work then, I guess. Great job. So then you get an A then. I guess you're the best owner. We should have just asked you who the best owner was. Turns out it's you.
Yeah.
The NCAA says that Colorado and Syracuse can't play a spring game.
We knew that was going to happen.
I know, but why? Let them.
Why? Why would they do that?
But what do they have to lose?
Nothing.
Yeah.
But they don't want this is something that they control. They lose all their power.
It seems like such a cool idea.
This is something that they can control and be like, nah, we good.
Like, somebody came up with a cool way to make a spring game relevant in a time period where everyone's just canceling it, and the NCAA was like, nope, we don't like fun. We're not going to let you do that.
Yeah, I mean, the reasoning behind the all academic concerns.
Sure.
Yeah, okay, buddy.
Okay.
Okay, buddy.
We just played a 16-game college football season. I'm sure you're really worried about guys missing class.
Yeah, and then I saw this one. This was pretty funny, watching Jeremy Pruitt, who is one of the biggest dorks in the world, and all I can ever think about with him is that nobody liked him.
Yeah, is that right?
Nobody liked
That's
him.
That's just sort of, okay.
And then, remember during damn COVID, and he had that damn whatever on him, how he was wearing that mask or scarf or whatever the hell you want to call
it. It's the most poorly worn COVID mask.
Like, what the hell are you doing?
Of the whole sir? Of the whole pandemic.
He's seeking $100 million, claiming they conspired with the university to make him a sacrificial lamb. You were the head coach.
Yeah.
You're not a sacrificial lamb. You were the head coach.
It's true.
Yeah.
Now, they did. They did.
Oh, no doubt about it.
They put everything.
Oh, yeah.
He did some bad stuff.
Yeah, they put everything on him.
But they put every bad thing Tennessee had done for like a 15-year period all on Jeremy.
They put it on him.
Before he was there, yeah. Even like after.
Yeah.
They're like, Jeremy told us to do it.
Yeah.
And just kicked him down the road.
Yeah.
The dude hasn't had a job since then. Yeah. He's like had inquiries, but teams won't hire
him. Yeah, he's coaching in high school in Bama somewhere.
Sorry. He hasn't had an NCAA.
Yeah, but no, I'm
job.
Saying like, yeah. So they asked Jeremy. I don't like it personally, so that's why I'm like, I don't care.
Well, he's not going to get $100 million.
No. But you sue for $100
When you sue for $100
million, you get like $7 million.
You hope for a settlement,
yeah, you have
right?
like $7 million or something like that.
That's what that is, isn't it? Like $100 million for that is definitely just praying
man.
That they settle.
My thing is like being sued. You're like, huh?
Because you're basically telling
them. I'm not giving you no money.
You're basically telling them, I know where some bodies are buried
yes.
that you don't want me to tell
Let me hold
people
some.
About.
Let me hold some.
So 100, all right, you can talk me off 100.
Give me.
But I need something.
I need at least 7.
Because you guys went to the playoff this year. I know that's worth something.
Yes.
You guys are in the SEC. That revenue's public.
Yeah, let me hold some.
Just let me get an NIL deal. Just let me get an NIL deal to kind of go away. But yeah, Jeremy Pruitt's popped back up so he could sue Tennessee for
and
being a sacrificial
Andrew Luck,
lamb.
Since he just missed the whole head coach, Troy Taylor, who we find out is a dirtbag.
Yeah.
He hires Frank Wright to be the head coach. Now, I looked up some stuff, and they said his contract is 7 to 8 months, and he won't interview for the head coach job. My whole thing in this is, and Stanford's going to be freaking awful.
Yep.
But what if they're not?
Yeah.
What if they're not?
Well,
what if they're not awful? Does Andrew like, okay, coach, you want this job?
Because
he says he's not. He said they're going to open up a big search and everything
right.
like that. But Frank Wright is going to be there to kind of to stable out things or just to have a guy that says head coach.
Right. They got to do something
because
they're going to play football next year.
Yeah.
Their coach had to be fired for all the off-field
dirtbag
stuff that he was doing with female employees in the athletic department. And so Frank Wright gets brought in to sort of stabilize things for just a little while. And mm-hmm. my thing is, like, I get it. Like, you had to do something. He's a guy you trust. Andrew Luck played for him his final year in Indy. By all accounts, is a guy that, you know, people like in the football community.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a good player on that Stanford team, you're transferring.
I would think so, right?
You probably already did.
Yeah.
And that's probably why they're so bad. But, like, if anybody comes calling for any of these guys on the Stanford team right now, how are they keeping them?
I don't
now,
know.
It's still Stanford, right?
Yes.
So if you're there right now, maybe you value that and you want to get the Stanford
but
degree.
Like Stanford ain't been good in so long.
No, not at football. They have not. And maybe Andrew Luck now being the decision maker and this kind of stuff will help with that. I don't know. Like, I know everybody likes him and he seems really smart and great and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea if he knows how to run a college football team. We'll find out. But this makes sense.
But he,
I don't know what their other option
what is.
What
is he? He's the general manager.
He's the general manager.
Okay. Is there any other general managers in college football? Because there's teams that do have them.
Yeah.
Do they have enough power to fire the head coach?
No, but, you know, they also weren't the best quarterback at the school since John Elway.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I understand that part. But my thing is that when you have these, like, can Bill Belichick be fired?
by Michael Lombardi.
Michael Lombardi?
No.
He's just remember.
I don't think so.
Yeah. Did he get fired?
I don't think so. Alabama has one.
Yeah.
The guy that was at Michigan and then Washington and now he's down there. No, I think he's hired by Kalen DeBoer to be the GM. But it's just a different power structure. I mean, you get it.
Yeah.
It's Andrew Luck at Stanford. I mean, he's kind of the him and McCaffrey and Toby Gearhart.
Toby damn
the,
Gearhart.
And there's been other good guys.
Stanford's had some really good players. But I mean, we know
Drew Dahlman.
Yeah, but for the most part, John Elway is the best player to ever come
yeah.
through Stanford,
without
and Andrew Luck is probably too.
Let me ask you guys a question. Is that partially like a turnoff or a concern for a head coach that the GM might be?
It could be for some.
Yeah. Totem pole-wise?
Yeah.
It could be for some, but I mean, he's going to hire somebody I would imagine that he has a relationship with.
Who, Andrew?
Andrew Luck.
Yeah, like who?
Good question.
That's the thing about it. Is he doing the hiring?
Who did he play for there besides Frank Reich? No.
Oh, in
Indy.
Was he with, was Coach Caldwell?
Was it Jim?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Caldwell?
I don't know if he was still there or not.
He seems like Stanford. Then Jim Caldwell.
Jim Caldwell
like
he just wins.
He just wins.
Chuck Pagano.
Yeah,
Chuck Pagano was
there. Packs.
Okay. Well, he has a job.
Yeah.
Currently. All right. We'll come back. We'll get to the back page with Bo after this. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.